War of words against one of Israel's main enemies. Turkey's prime minister uses a harsh rhetoric against the Syrian president, calling Bashar al-Assad, quote, a mute devil.
We will not remain silent on those committing crimes against their people. We will not remain silent on the brutal dictator in Syria.
Well, Recep Tayyip Erdogan was speaking at a government communications forum in the United Arab Emirates. Erdogan urged world leaders to denounce what he called attacks on civilians by the Syrian government. The comments came just hours before U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to begin his first official overseas trip. Kerry is expected to talk with NATO allies, including Turkey, on Syria. The Syrian crisis began in March 2011 and has so far killed a large number of civilians and security forces. The Syrian government says the chaos is being orchestrated from outside the country and that Turkey plays a major role in it. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has visited an airbase in Turkey near the border with Syria. The airbase houses 300 German soldiers deployed there along with U.S. Patriot missile batteries. The missiles were sent to Turkey earlier this year after Ankara, itself a NATO member, asked the Western-backed military alliance for the systems. Merkel's visit is expected to last 2 days and comes one day after Germany said the missiles are a clear warning to Damascus. The West, along with Turkey, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, has been supporting foreign-backed militants in Syria. We're going to cross over to Chicago now. Joining us via Skype is writer and radio host Stephen Lenman to discuss the situation a bit further. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Lenman. Now, taking a look at the recent uptake in the rhetoric with regards to what Erdogan had to say, calling Bashar al-Assad, quote, a mute devil. And then, of course, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's recent visit to Turkey. Do you think this is sort of an act of desperation on the part of the West and its allies, considering things aren't going exactly the way they had planned as far as Syria goes?
Well, let me explain it this way. Turkey is a NATO member. It's a close U.S. ally. Washington writes the lines. Erdogan repeats them. He's a liar. He's committed war crimes. He's Washington's lead attack dog against Syria. He says things exactly the wrong way. Serious war crimes are being committed
in
Syria.
Mr. Lenman, I'm afraid I'm going to have to interrupt you. There is some technical issue with the sound quality there. We're going to try and get that resolved and get you back on. Stephen Lenman, writer and radio host, they're joining us from Chicago. Well, we're going to move on now, though. In Syria, an al-Qaeda-linked armed opposition group claims responsibility for an attack earlier this month, which killed at least 60 civilians. The Al-Nusra Front has said in a statement posted on the internet that it had carried out the February 6th attack in the town of Tal Baraq in the central province of Hama. In that attack, one of the insurgents drove an explosive-laden bus toward workers outside the factory. Al-Nusra Front is among several foreign-backed militant groups fighting the Syrian government, but only this group has been listed as a terrorist organization by the United States. Al-Nusra, along with several other groups, has been involved in the majority of attacks in Syria, which has led to the death of thousands of civilians and government forces. The United Nations says the prolonged crisis has left some 70,000 people dead in almost 2 years. All right, we've gotten Stephen Lenman back on the line with us via Skype. He's a writer and radio host, joining us there from Chicago. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Lenman. Hopefully the technical issues have been sorted out. You were commenting earlier on Erdogan's recent comments regarding Bashar al-Assad. Please continue.
Yes, I was saying there are serious war crimes being committed in Syria, but they're being committed by Turkey, by Washington, by Britain, by France, by Saudi Arabia, by Qatar, by Jordan, by Israel. They're being committed not by Assad, they're being committed against Assad, against the Syrian people. I have said on Press TV before, I've said in other interviews, I've said in my own writing, if I was the leader of Syria, I would be doing exactly the same thing that Assad is doing. As the leader of a country, he is obligated to protect his own people. That's what he's doing. Syria has been invaded by Western recruited foreign death squads. Turkey, bordering on Syria, is Washington's lead attack dog. Erdogan is a war criminal. Assad is a defender of his people. Erdogan is a liar. He takes his orders from Washington, and he obeys them. He should be in the dock. He should be prosecuted. He should be convicted. He should be imprisoned. That's what should happen.
Right. Now, we have seen an up in the ante with regards to rhetoric against Syria. Bashar al-Assad calling, Bashar al-Assad being called a mute devil by Erdogan. Also, German Chancellor Angela Merkel saying that the Patriot missiles on Turkish soil must be seen as a warning to Syria. What do you make of this increase in rhetoric in recent days?
Well, I'm very worried about what may happen because I've written so many articles about this conflict, and I've said many times that I really expect at some point something to happen to bring the West actively into the war overtly. The West very much is involved. Washington has been arming these death squad fighters. They do it by selling arms to Saudi Arabia, to Qatar, to Jordan. Israeli arms show up in Syria. Absolutely, the West is actively providing heavy arms and explosives and active direction. The CIA is involved. U.S. Special Forces are involved. I believe British and French Special Forces are involved. There's no ambiguity about what's going on. Washington planned this war years ago. It has nothing to do with Assad personally. It's got to do with an independent government. Washington tolerates no independent government. It wants subservient puppet states. That's what Washington wants. So they want Assad replaced by a pro-Western government that will take orders from Washington. Assad is blamed for Western crimes.
Indeed, let me just jump in here very quickly if you can. This brings me to my next question. How long do you think that the West and its allies can maintain this proxy war in Syria? Do you see the West directly intervening in Syria in the name of bringing democracy or protecting human rights or call you what may?
Well, of course, it has nothing to do with democracy or human rights. It's unchallenged dominance. This could go on for a very long time. I remember the 1990s and the Balkan Wars. They went on for the entire decade. It's possible this could continue for years. And how many more Syrians will die? Nobody knows what the number is. It is many, and many, many are dying every day. These are crimes on the doorstep of Washington. Make no mistake.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Writer and radio host Stephen Lenman, they're joining us via Skype from Chicago. Mr. Lenman, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.